This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
For the last few years, woke corporations have been rewriting company policies. Then they decided to start rewriting legislation in several states. But that has not gone so well. Perhaps we are seeing a woke withdrawal from the public square. Last year, the state legislature in Georgia passed modest changes in their election laws. The left-wing establishment sprang into action, calling its election integrity law a prime example of voter suppression. The president referred to the law as Jim Crow 2.0. Major corporations like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines protested. The CEOs of both companies attacked the law and called it unacceptable. Major League Baseball went even further and pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Never mind that the law had many common sense provisions. Defenders pointed to the fact that election laws in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware were much more restrictive than any of the provisions in the Georgian law. Months later, even some of the strongest opponents of the measure conceded that the protest was a mistake. More recently, the Disney company protested Florida's parental rights and education bill that merely prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender in early years of grade school. When the bill has been accurately described, pollsters have found that a majority of Floridians, in both parties, and a majority of Americans agree with the legislation. And many of those same people have decided to avoid Disney in the future. Now, Disney isn't talking about the Florida bill anymore, but you might also notice that no other major corporation is talking about it either. It does seem to me that some of these woke corporations have changed their minds about taking progressive positions on controversial issues. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.